And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 5th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of Clive Barker, born Liverpool, England, 1952, author of macabre stories, also poetry, essays, plays, children's literature, painter, filmmaker as well. Grew up in a working-class home. His parents scrimped and saved to pay for a good education. But when he was accepted into London's Royal College of Art, they asked him not to go. They said, please, this is the last thing we'll ever ask of you. We've supported you going to these schools, and it's been expensive. Please don't disappoint us now by wasting it all by becoming a painter. It's the birthday of Edward P. Jones, 1951, Washington, D.C. He was brought up by his mother, who was a dishwasher, completely illiterate. The boy was a bookish kid, studied creative writing in graduate school at the University of Virginia, then became a proofreader for a tax publication called Tax Notes. And in 1991, published his first book, a collection of short stories, Lost in the City. Got an idea for a novel long after that, started thinking about it, working it out in his head for 10 years. The Known World was the title of it, and it won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 2003. The first televised presidential address on this date, 1947, President Harry Truman speaking from the White House on the subject of food conservation. Europe faced a winter famine, and so the president called on the American public to do their part by observing meatless Tuesdays, going without poultry and eggs on Thursdays, eating less bread. And it was on this date, 1877, Chief Joseph surrendered to the United States cavalry. He and his band of Nez Perce Indians had been fleeing through Oregon, Washington, Idaho, into Montana, where they were finally trapped only 40 miles from the Canadian border. And Chief Joseph made his famous surrender address, in which he said, "Hear me, my chiefs, I am tired, my heart is sick and sad. From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever." Here's a poem for today by Robert Morgan entitled Squatting. The men in rural places, when they stop to talk and visit, will not stand, for that would make it seem they're in a rush, nor will they sit on ground that might be cold or wet. Instead, they squat with dignity on heels close to the ground and chat for hours. And while they tell and answer or listen, hunkered out of wind, they draw with sticks in dirt a map to illustrate a story or show evidence for argument. They sketch out patterns, write on dirt and doodle vague arithmetic, who never will take up a pen on page or slate or canvas. They will absent-mindedly make shapes and figures of their reveries and rub them out again, complete, to give their art no status of attention in the casual toss of discourse, open forum of community, out there on bare, familiar ground where generations have squatted, called it ownership. A poem by Robert Morgan, Squatting, from his collection Topsoil Road, published by Louisiana State University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem-solving through online games, Lumosity.com, and by TIAA Cref, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA Cref, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.